At a glance, the Unairs clan has been a dominant political family in Rizal Province since its establishment in 1901, with multiple family members holding key positions, including governorship and mayoralty in Antipolo. Despite allegations of vote buying and political controversies, the Unairs family has maintained a stronghold on local politics, winning elections by significant margins in recent years. Public sentiment towards the Unairs is mixed, with some residents expressing frustration over their long tenure and issues like flooding, yet many continue to support them due to perceived achievements in the region. Editor's note: this is part of a Rappler series on Filipino families that have held political power for generations. The series traces how they built their influence, where it is strongest, and how it has endured over time. Each profile examines family ties, political networks, business interests, and roles in local and national government. Inside the grounds of the Rizal Provincial Capital in Antipolo City is the Unairs Center, an indoor arena of 7,400 seats. Scratch that. Rather, inside the Unairs Center complex is the Rizal Provincial Capital. Across Rizal, a province of 13 towns and one component city, are old waiting sheds with Y-shaped concrete columns. Covered courts have blue galvanized roofs and a facade with white painted text, Unairs Multi-Purpose Covered Court. The older ones are white and have the same name. Plastic chairs have Unairs embossed on the back. Rizal sits east of Manila and used to be bigger until 1975, when Metro Manila was created and carved out some parts of it. The towns that were left went much farther east, Tanay and Palilia touching the borders of nearby provinces Laguna and Quezon. Binangonan's Talim Island, wedged in the middle of Laguna de Bay. The clan dates back to 1901. 1901 was the year Rizal Province was created. 1901 was when the story of the Unairs clan started as well, the year their patriarch, Don Jose Unairs y Granados, was appointed as president, or mayor, of Binangonan. Then he was elected in 1902 and went on to serve for 4 years. The Unairs patriarch's leadership was tied with the American colonizers. With help from the Americans, Unairs made remarkable improvements in the town website said. The next Unairs to claim Binangonan's mayoralty was Casimiro Unairs Sr., son of Don Jose Unairs, from 1945 to 1946. It is Casimiro Ito Unairs Jr., son of Casimiro Unairs Sr., who is more remembered in very recent history. Before becoming Rizal governor, Ito was Binangonan mayor for 15 years due to martial law, from 1971 to 1988. When Ito became Rizal governor in 1992, it was exactly 90 years after the first Unairs was elected in a Rizal town. Since 1992, family members have occupied the position. Ito was Rizal governor for 9 consecutive years, 1992 to 2001, and served another term from 2004 to 2007. Ito's brothers, Cesar and Cecilio, known as Boyet, eventually became Binangonan mayors when Ito went on to become governor. Cesar prevailed for 3 terms and his brother Boyet succeeded him when he reached his term limit. Not all of the siblings went to politics. Their sister, Consulo Unair Santiago, was a Supreme Court justice who started as municipal judge of Cainta, Rizal. Casimiro Jun Unairs III, the only son among Ito's 3 children, was the first to succeed his parents in the governorship. His mother, Rebecca Nini Unairs, substituted for husband Ito when Ito was term limited in 2001. Nini then substituted for son Jun in 2013 when Jun was term limited as well. Nini, the wife of Ito, served until 2022. When she reached her term limit, she was succeeded by their daughter, Nina Rixay Unairs, who is now on her 2nd term as governor. There are currently 5 members of the Unairs clan holding public office. Jun is now Antipolo mayor. It was under his term that Antipolo City received its 4th seal of good governance in 2024. His youngest sibling, Mia Unairs, is the congresswoman of the 1st district of Rizal, which is composed of 4 towns that include the Angono, the art capital, and Taytay, known as the garments capital of the Philippines. Their cousins hold the fort in Binangonan. Ria Unairs is mayor and Russell Unairs is vice mayor. When Jun Unairs was term limited in 2019, his wife Andrea Andang Unairs succeeded her husband. A member of the Revilla dynasty of Cavite, Andrea served as Antipolo mayor for only one term, as if just a placeholder until Jun could run again. A playbook for political preservation. During the 2013 elections, crowds in yellow shirts gathered to protest alleged vote buying in Antipolo. Their placards read, "Lanterang Pagbili NG Bodo NG MGA Unairs." Open vote buying by the Unairsees. Jun Unairs had won by a razor-thin margin over re-electionist Antipolo Mayor Nilo Label. Unairs got 128,108 votes against Label's 121,032. Jun denied the allegation. Alam, Nihopodito Sanapaketegal Po Natin Sa Laringan NG Pulitika, Wala Hong Ganyan, Sa Buong Lalawigan NG Rizal. Jun, who at the time was Rizal governor, said in an interview with GMA News on May 15. "You know, I've been in politics for such a long time, there have been no vote buying in the province of Rizal. In the whole province of Rizal." The spat between the camps of Unairs and Label boiled over to an alleged murder plot against Jun and his father Ito. The assassination plot did not push through because, according to the hitman allegedly hired to do the killings, the information given them were wrong, and the plot supposedly became unnecessary because nobody thought Jun would win his first term as Antipolo mayor. In 2025, there were no obstacles to Jun's re-election bid. There was no real rival to pose a threat. There were no protests on the streets. Jun had 208,100 votes, a landslide victory over runner-up Red Laga, who only got 55,027 votes. That same year, Nina Unairs also won the gubernatorial race by a landslide, leading the second placer by more than 200,000 votes. Since Jun's close race in 2013, there had been no serious contenders against the Unairsees. Another family, however, enjoys strong recall in Rizal. The Duovitz, who opted for self-preservation and not to go against the Unairsees. The Duovitz ran alongside the Unairsees to ensure their grip on the congressional seat representing Rizal's first district. The baton passed from Gilbert Duovitz SR, who started his term in 1994, to his sons Jack and Joel. Jack was Rizal congressman from 2001 to 2010, and again from 2016 to 2025. In the last polls in 2025, no Duovitz ran for the congressional post. At the time, Mia Unairs ran and won. Other political stalwarts follow the same playbook. The politicians in the Puno and Akup families do not run against the Unairsees and instead go for lower posts. Josefina Pining Gatlabayan, another Rizal politician, served as Antipolo vice mayor to couple Jun and Andang Unairs. She is now vice governor to Nina Unairs. Online, there are more disgruntled netizens complaining of the Unairsees. The threads touch on similar things. Their more than three decades of rule over Rizal, alleged corruption and business links, and a general discontentment on matters of progress. Lately, when the rainy season comes around, people would air out frustrations online over flooding and the seeming lack of viable solutions. Beyond hearsay, however, any damning proof of corruption against the Unairsees has yet to surface. In 2022, the anti-graft court Sandiganban acquitted Ito Unairs of graft in relation to the procurement of fertilizers. Ito was Rizal governor in 2004, the year the fertilizer fund scam broke. Rizal residents continue to vote for them. The Unairs name has recall and the heft of history intertwined with the province. It is a name that 30-year-olds grew up seeing on waiting sheds, in hospitals they visited for checkups, in the schools they attended. "Wala namang ibang pagpipilian, there's no one to choose from," was how one Antipolo resident put it a month before the 2025 elections. She offered some justification, "Marami naman silang naging achievement dito sa Antipolo eh?" They had a lot of achievements in Antipolo, with a report from Dwight DeLeon/Rappler.com. How does this make you feel?